Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think of, y'all say you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do certain things.
You don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another plate building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to another broadcast of Kingdom of God Ministries. We're so glad that you could join us on today. We will be continuing our series on spiritual warfare. Wanted to give you the guest call-in number if you should need to call in. Our guest call-in number is 646-668-8633. I'll say it again. It's 646-668-8633. If you have a prayer request or you just need to call in, maybe a question, we usually open the lines at the end of the program after the teaching, and feel free to call in. We just want to open with prayer and get right into our lesson on today. And again, we do meet over at the Community Center in Waleska, Georgia. So if you are in the Canton, Georgia area, every Saturday at 6:30, feel free to join us. We would love to have you. And just keep Kingdom of God Ministries in prayer. We're seeking God for a building. Right now, it is the Community Center. But if God should put it on your heart to sow seed into this ministry, just be be led by the Spirit. We don't beg. We don't do any of that, but we just appreciate any giving that you would contribute to the ministry. Now, Father God, we just want to thank you on tonight. We thank you for your many wonderful blessings. Lord God, we just lift you up, your holy name up in prayer. Lord God, we thank you that you have looked down upon this land. Lord God, we ask that you touch the hearts. Lord, we ask that you just bind your word in their spirit so they would have that spirit to equip them. Because, Lord, we are living in evil days, and your saints has to be equipped. So we ask that you equip them with your Holy Spirit so they can do spiritual warfare against the enemy. Lord God, we come against every demonic stronghold, every force that is trying to hold your people back. Right now in the spirit, I'm seeing the ears that are plugged up. Lord God, we ask that you unstop the ears so they can hear the word of God as it go forth on tonight. Touch that stony heart, root it out, Lord God, so their heart will be pliable and receptive to the things of God on tonight. Lord God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, that you gave us this platform, that we could come boldly to the throne of God. We can cry out and spare loud and cry spare not. So, Lord God, on tonight, we're going to come and we bring in your word. We ask that you touch us, strengthen us. Give us the strength we need to persevere, Lord God, because we are definitely in some evil times. But, Lord God, we know your power is able to break down all the demonic strongholds of the enemy. And Lord, we're going to give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to just really open up. And then after this, our pastor will come to you, to some pastor, bishop, whatever you want. But we're coming out of Ephesians 6. And I'm going to read the scripture, and then we'll go into there. But Ephesians 6, 10th verse, it says, the whole armor of God. And I know some of you say, we heard this scripture, but you haven't heard the deepness of the scripture. What we do here, we're going to bring it out to you. Yeah, it's good to read the Bible, but hey, it's even better when you can just really line up online, just pull out everything that the scriptures are saying. Amen. He says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We're going to bring out what wiles of the devil are. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. We're going to bring that out. Against powers, we'll bring that out. Against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Do you see the evil day approaching, saints? It's time for us to stop playing church. It's time for us to get serious with God. And let me say this boldly. If you're somewhere where you're not getting fed the true, unadulterated word of God, you need to get out of there. You need to get your spirit fed, because in the end time, you need to have this whole armor of God on. And I see so many churches nowadays, they have incorporated so many of these different demonic things in the church, all type of satanic things that people don't even understand. And that's why we're going to talk about the wiles of the devil. Because the devil is so cunning that he will incorporate things in the church and you thinking it's holy. These are some of the wiles what he used to deceive. Amen. Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherefore ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. We will talk about some of his fiery darts. These are some of his attack weapons. Fiery darts are attack weapons. And we will try to get into that. If we don't get into it tonight, we'll get into it next week. Amen. and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. This is what I'm telling you today. You got to pick up that sword of the Spirit, because that's the only way you want to defeat the enemy. A carnal Christian cannot defeat the enemy. Okay? Amen. Take, he said, the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Listen to that. The word of God is your sword. You need to know what your sword, what is in the word of God. You need to know how to combat this enemy. Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't know, he will take you for mincemeat. He will chew you up and spit you out. I'm talking to some of these corner Christians. You think all it is a play game. All you want is some kind of mushy type of sermon, or you want a feel-good message. Look, baby, it's time out for that. Get real. Get serious. Stop. Church is not a thing where you just go to have your, just tickle your ear. Time out for that. Or tell me how good or how I'm going to prosper. Look, we got enough prosperity gospel going on. If you ain't heard enough prosperity gospel now, I don't know what to tell you. Because every time you cut on the TV, somebody's telling you how you're going to be prosperous. What about prospering in the Spirit? Why don't they tell you how to prosper in the Spirit of God? We have a lot of carnalness. We have a lot of materialism. What about prospering in God? Amen? He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there unto all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Okay, so I just wanted to read those scriptures to you, and I'm going to just run over it and tell you some of the things we're going to be talking on, because Pastor's coming. But we came out of Ephesians 6 and 12. We're going to be going over principalities. I know a lot of you read principalities, but you don't really know what principalities are. We will be talking about powers. What is powers? We will be bringing that out. We will talk about rulers of darkness of this world. Amen? And we have references to that as well, which is Psalms 106:37 and Deuteronomy 32 and 17, and I would advise you to just take some notes. Amen. We will be talking about wicked spirits in heavenly places. We will talk about spiritual wickedness in high places. And we will talk more on unclean spirits. Now, this is the hierarchy of Satan. This is his hierarchy. Okay? So you see how he have it broken up in groups. I want to run over here and tell you his hierarchy. And this is how, everybody have a hierarchy. Even our government, we have the executive branch, the judicial branch, the legislature. That's our hierarchy. Satan, his rank is like this. This is his demonic realm. Satan, Lucifer, he's the chief of staff. Then you have the officers, which would be the fallen angels. Then you have the chief kings and chief princes. Okay? Then you have kingdoms, which they say, then you have the principalities, then dominions, then the powers. Now, this is his hierarchy. Kings and princes, that's many legions, generals, chief captains and chief rulers. Then captains, centurions, strong men, demons, evil spirits, imps, and evil people used by Satan. So I wanted to give you the order of rank in the demonic realm. Now we're going to talk about the spiritual realm, but we won't be getting into that tonight. Tonight we are exclusively teaching on the hierarchy of Satan's kingdom, because we want you to be aware. He said, we saints, we are not ignorant of his devices. So look, we need to gird up with truth. We need to get some understanding of the word so we could be able to fight the enemy. Because I can tell you this, I don't care how you say you don't want to mess with the devil, he won't mess with you. That's a lie. You don't mess with the devil, he's going to mess with you anyway, because guess what? He's Satan, and that's his job. His job is to torment mankind because that's how much he hates you. So don't be deceived thinking, well, if I don't mess with the devil, he's not going to mess with me. Yes, he will. He'll come through your family, your finances, your children. And we see a number, last number, 1111. I don't know where you're calling from, but I thank you for calling in. If you have a question or comment, you know, we ask that you hold it to the end of the teaching. But we just wanted to acknowledge we see your call. Last four digits of your number is 1111. Amen. But let's get back into the word. At this, I just wanted to bring that out to you. We still have 44 minutes left on the program. Tonight, we're going to hold 4 hours. Usually, we do 30 minutes. But God, just we have so much we need to cover, so we just want to go for an hour tonight. But that is pretty much the hierarchy of Satan. You have to know your enemy to do effective warfare. Think about it. If you don't know, like our military base, that's why we have it set up. We have generals. We have lieutenants. We have a hierarchy in our base, too. We have different branches of the Army, of the Marines, of the, you see what I'm saying, Air Force. That's how our hierarchy is set up. Every kingdom has a hierarchy. Amen? And this is what we're talking on tonight, Satan's kingdom. So after we present this to you, I want you to equip yourself where you can do battle with the enemy. Because like I said, you may not say I'm going to mess with him, but I can guarantee you he will mess with you. He is a bully. And he will prey up on the innocent. He will prey up on the weak. Amen? So with that, I want to yield the floor over to Pastor, and he's going to come and bring out the hierarchy of Satan. And until next Saturday, be blessed. We come to you, like I said, every Saturday, 6:30 at the center, 6 o'clock when we're doing a blog talk. So just keep us in prayer. Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to thank the Lord for that word coming from Evangelist Montgomery. And in reference to a spiritual warfare, what we're talking about tonight really is somewhat of exposing the darkness, and we're getting into the various hierarchies and rankings of the enemy so that we will know how to effectively combat him. We also know that in order to effectively combat the enemy, you first must have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You must be saved. You must have accepted him as your Lord and Savior. You must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that God has raised him from the dead. You have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. That's what you must do. So you must have a relationship with Jesus Christ to effectively fight the enemy. You must also be filled with the Spirit of the living God or the Holy Ghost to effectively fight the enemy, and you must know the word of God because, as was said previously, it is the sword of the Spirit. It is the only offensive weapon that you have to effectively fight, defeat, and cast off the enemy. Now, what we're getting ready to do right now, we're getting ready to go into some of the meanings of some of the other various principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. We're going to get into that and talk and expose these various aspects of the kingdom of darkness. And the reason we're doing this is because, as was said earlier, if you don't know the enemy, how will you fight him? If you don't know how he fights, how will you defeat him? If you don't know his hierarchy or his ranking, how will you effectively fight him or defeat him? You got to know if you're fighting up against a general or a private or a lieutenant or a sergeant. You've got to know, or a principality, you have to know who you're up against. Because if you don't know who you're up against, then you won't be able to defeat him because you won't know what that person knows or what that enemy knows. You have to know these things. So what we're going to deal with firstly is principalities. It says in Ephesians 6 and 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And that's one thing I want to bring out. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But I want to reiterate, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Now, we also know that the enemy will speak to people or will even work through people, but it is a foul spirit. It is an unclean spirit, a wicked spirit, you see, a devil, a demon. It's not actually that person. It's what's residing within that person or what is talking to that person. So when we know how to address the spirit that is operating in and through that person, then we can fight a good fight. But we don't need to just fight against people like that, because that is not the root of the problem. But let us go on into the various explanations of the principalities. It says a principality is this, a chief ruler. All right, I'll say it again. Chief ruler or chief rulers, plural. They are often fallen angels, okay? There are often fallen angels. Remember that. Principalities, chief rulers, often fallen angels, okay? Are beings of the higher rank and order in Satan's kingdom. I'll repeat this. Chief rulers, beings of a higher rank, and often fallen angels, all right? So they oppose the work of God. Remember this, principalities oppose the work of God, all right? They have executive authority or governmental rule in the world. Executive authority or governmental rule in the world, okay? So these will be people spirits that's going to be next to presidents, up there around governors, people that are in high position in government that they can talk to them. Now, one thing I want to bring, and the despots of the world. So they talk to people or they impart lies. They tell them things. A principality is an evil spirit that works on the outside. They don't possess people, but they influence people, all right? They influence people to do things that is against the kingdom of God, all right? So the ruling power usually involves a particular nation, people, or race. I'll repeat that. These principalities usually involves a particular nation, people, or race.
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. So they're evil. They are evil. Principalities are evil angels ruling the kingdoms of the world which oppose the truth of God. Evil. Evil. Principalities are evil angels ruling the kingdoms of the world which oppose the truth of God. Satan is the chief prince or ruler of both the world system and its organization of demons, as stated in Matthew 12 and 24. Say the demons, like their chief prince, direct, control, rule, and carry out the present darkness of this world. It says territorial spirits are associated with political, social, and religious power. So you see, a principality is most in time a fallen angel. They do not possess people, but they are associated with political, social, and religious power, and they influence people to do things against God, all right? That is a principality, a chief ruler, often a fallen angel, or a being of higher rank in the order of Satan's kingdom. That is a principality or principalities, okay? Then we have powers. And it's interesting that Paul brought this up in this order, and it had to have been given to him by the Holy Ghost. First he said principalities, then he said powers. So let's get into powers. Now, powers are authorities who obtain power and order from the chief rulers. So you see the chain of command? You have the principalities, who's directly involved with Satan, who is the chief. Chief Satan. Then it goes to the principalities. The principalities get their orders from Satan himself. And then the powers get their orders and command from the principalities, which rules over various kingdoms. Now, you see, powers obtain power and orders from the chief rulers. All right, let me read this here. It's left unclear in this verse. The expression is used elsewhere in the scripture to refer to the powers of authority, including high-ranking, evil, supernatural powers, and the power of sin and evil in operation in this world. Now, let's look at some of the fruits of this type. Evil can probably be seen in drug cartels, severe poverty, plagues, terrorism, and other hatefulness and extreme offensive crimes against humanity, even toward the animal kingdom. So that's what Paul was talking about when he was talking about these powers. These powers and the fruits that they give out or that they produce is evil. It's connected to drugs, you see? It's connected to drug cartels. It's connected to severe poverty. It's connected to plagues, all right? Terrorism and other hatefulness and extremely offensive crimes against humanity, even toward the animal kingdom. So all these horrible things that's going on in the world and in this country, all these extreme crimes, the extreme murders, the things that's happening that's unheard of, powers are doing these things. Powers are influencing these people to do these things. Powers are the spirits that's behind all this extreme wickedness. So it's just not a person just sitting up and thinking of something. Well, I just want to go up and terrorize and just kill 15 or 20 people with a hatchet in the most obscene and horrifying ways. These are powers that influence people to do these things. You see the wickedness, you see the evil, you see the progress of evilness and demonic activity that's going on now. We're living in an evil day. We're living in end times, and these demonic entities are going full force. Why? Because they know that their time is short, so they are trying to take out as many people as they can. They're trying to destroy as much as they can. They're trying to possess as many individuals as they can, because they want to destroy people. They want to take as many people to hell as they possibly can, and this is how they're doing it, through the hierarchy of Satan's kingdom. Well, what are we going to do about that? Well, the first thing we need to do is, as I said earlier, we need to give ourselves over to Jesus Christ. We need to accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior. We need to be filled with the Spirit or the Holy Ghost. And we need to get into the Word of God and learn it. Not just quote it, but learn it and apply it and grow in it, so that we can effectively fight all this that's out there against the principalities, against these powers. These are not light spirits. These are not spirits that are weak. These are powerful entities. And so you have to come against these powerful entities with the power of the living God, with the Word of God, with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost. But first and foremost, you got to be saved. Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any means hurt you. But also he said the most important thing is that your names are written in the book of life. All you are saved. You have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and all your power and authority comes by and through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is first and foremost. You cannot fight the enemy, and you don't even have a relationship with Jesus. You're not even saved. You can't fight the enemy unsaved. Now, yes, we have some exorcists out there who go and use different incantations and pit one spirit against another spirit. But when you do that, you don't have nothing to effectively protect you from those spirits if your incantation is not right, okay? If you haven't gone step by step to cast out these devils, they'll come against you. They'll destroy you. But when you are operating through the gift of the Holy Ghost and you have the blood of Jesus covering you, then you don't have to go through all those incantations. You can just go by what the Spirit of God has revealed to you in reference to these things, in reference to these spirits. Then you can effectively deal with them and cast them out and cast them into dry places.
Amen. This is when you don't have the Holy Ghost.
All right. Now I'm gonna we're coming out of Acts 19:11-20 talking about the sons of Sceva, and we know about that. We realize what that was, where these sons of Sceva, it was seven of them. They saw the apostles casting out devils, and they saw Paul casting out devils, and they may have seen our Lord and Savior casting out devils, so they thought that they were going to cast out devils. But they didn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and so what happened when they went up to this devil and they tried to cast him out using their little exorcism or whatever it is they use, and the spirit cried out and told them, in so many words, who are you? The spirit said, we know who Jesus was, Peter. We know who Paul is, but who are you? What authority, in other words, what the spirit told the sons of Sceva, what authority do you have to cast us out? Because they go by authority, power, hierarchy, and the realm of Satan's realm, and they also recognize the power of God. They also recognize the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They also recognize the power of the Holy Ghost. And these seven sons of Sceva, they didn't have that authority. They didn't have that power. They didn't know Jesus Christ. They came to Sceva saying, I'll cast you out in the name of Paul or whatnot. No. That doesn't work. And what happened? The devil jumped on these seven, beat them up bad, tore their clothes off of them, and threw them out. They made a mockery of them. So why am I bringing this out? I'm bringing this out to let you know that in order to effectively fight the devil, you have to know and have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You can't be playing around. We're living in evil times, and you can just look at the news. You can look at television. Whatever you look at, you'll see that something supernatural is going on. You'll see that there are things going on that is not humanly possible. Well, if it's not humanly possible, then what is it? It's got to be supernatural. It's got to be supernatural. It's got to be something coming from another realm. It's either from the realm of God or it's from the realm of Satan. There's no in between. All right? And I just covered two forms, principalities and powers. But the principalities and the powers are those beings that is closest to Satan. And they get their commands directly from Satan. Principalities and powers. You see the chain of command. You have Satan, the devil. You have principalities, fallen angels, chief rulers. Then you have powers who get their commands from principalities. It's kind of like an army. You know, you have your generals, you have your captains, you have your lieutenants, you have your sergeants, and then you have your privates. The privates is the lowest on the totem pole. So they have to do whatever their ranking superiors tell them to do because they have authority over them. It's the same way in Satan's kingdom, same way in God's kingdom, okay? But we're dealing with, we are exposing the darkness tonight. We're talking about the enemy so that we can know how to fight them. So we can know how to fight them. Now we have the rulers of darkness of this world. These are spirit world rulers. I'll say that again. Spirit world rulers. World rulers, they say they have with magic and demonic pagan gods and demigods. You hear that? Did you hear that word magic? Did you hear that word magic? So Christians really shouldn't be involved in magic because it goes to a dark side. Now, some of it is sleight of hand, and a quick movement of the hand where they're doing things with the hand and they're tricking, basically. But then there's aspects of magic that is connected to demonic activity. Here, demonic pagan gods and demagogues. So the ancient belief in demons is reflected in the Bible, Psalms 106 and 37, and Deuteronomy 32 and 17. We want to talk about the practice of worship that was influenced by the Canaanites. And when you talk about the Canaanites, one of the main gods that they were dealing with was Molech. I'll say that again, Molech. And that is a hollow image made of brass having a human body with the head of an ox. Now, you may have seen pictures of Molech because it's all through the scripture, but this particular god or idol, this particular god was involved in the sacrifice of children. They would heat this statue up red hot, and then they would take the little babies and put the babies in the arms of this idol and basically sacrifice the young child to that demon and burn them up. This is what they would do. That's what they would do in Canaan. That's what they would do to this demon, Molech. And while the baby was screaming and hollering, they would be playing music, beating drums, blowing horns to drown out the cries of this child, of this baby, this innocent child that the parents would offer up to this demon Molech so that they can get something from the devil or these demons. They would basically sell themselves to this foul demonic spirit and offer up their children to this thing, burn up their kids to get junk of the world.
Selfish desires.
To get stuff of the world. They would sacrifice their own flesh and blood to an unloving demon that's incapable of love, and then drown the cries of their child out with music. That's what it was, music. Drums, harps, or whatever, cymbals, whatever was loud. I'll say it like that. Now, I'll say this. I love music. I have nothing against music. I love gospel music. I love me some bass. I love to listen to a guitar. I love to listen to some drums. But they were doing it to sacrifice children to try to cover up the sounds and cries of their own children to get some stuff from the devil who doesn't love them. I have to say that. Evil spirits are incapable of love. And if any of you out there are involved in any of the occult, I want you to know that those things that you are trying to worship and trying to get to work for you hate you. They are incapable of love. They hate and despise you. Now, they will give you what you want, but it's going to backfire on you, and what they really intend on doing is destroying you, your family, and everybody in your family, and you will not be happy with what you get from them. I have to say it like that. Now, that's what the rulers of darkness of this world, principalities and powers, that's what they're about. I have to say it again, because the enemy has deceived some of you out there, and you think they care about you. They do not care about you. They despise you. They hate you. They look at you. They look at you as less than animals. They don't look at you as people. They don't look at you as children of the Most High God. They don't look at you as made in the image of God. They look at you as something to be destroyed. I have to say that. Foul spirits look at people as something to be destroyed. All the time, every day, 24/7. All right. I wanted to bring that out because some people, you know, they like to play with these things. You can't play with them. They're like a snake. You play with a snake, he's going to bite you. They have no love. If you're looking for love, you're looking for God. I'll say it again. If you're looking for love, you are looking for God, because God is love. All right? All right. Let me bring out some more things here. It says anybody who partake of idol worship have fellowship with demons. And those who partake of Christ cannot fellowship with idols or demons. But I'm going to say this again. Anybody who gets involved with the occult, idol worship, all these spiritual things, palm readers and all this, you're having fellowship with demons. Clairvoyance. You're having fellowship with demons. A Ouija board, you're having fellowship with demons. All occult activity, witchcraft, you're having fellowship with demons. And if you're having fellowship with demons, you're not fellowshipping with God. I'll make it plain. You cannot fellowship with idols or demons, anybody, no one. You say, have wicked spirits in heavenly places. So the wicked spirits of Satan in the heavenly places, these are foul spirits that they occupy sky and outer space. They occupy the area of space that's, you know, I would say 10, 20 miles above the earth and out into outer space. Now, these spirits are perverted. They're corrupt. Having desires of malice. When they say malice, they like to cause injury and mischief. They love to harass, disturb, or cause minor injury. They love hurting people. Wicked spirits in heavenly places love hurting people. They love to harm others and to see others suffer in some way. They are extremely ill-willed, spiteful, and their intent, without just cause or reason, is to commit a wrongful act that will result in harm to others. They love to destroy the human body. All right? They love to destroy the human body. They love to cause pain on people. They love to maim people. They love to break up people. They love to hurt people. These are wicked spirits. And it says wicked spirits in heavenly places. They are malicious spirits. They work evil and mischief and operate in our atmosphere. They operate in our atmosphere. These are wicked spirits in heavenly places. So they operate close to the very air we breathe and reach to realms beyond. say they are all kinds of spiritual filth are produced and multiplied in these realms for the purpose of humanity's deception and continuous destruction. Wicked spirits in heavenly places. So if you're dealing with, if you're into a cult or if you're in some kind of witchcraft and you're dealing with these wicked spirits in heavenly places, they seek to cause harm. They seek to destroy. They seek to hurt the physical body. That's all they're about, wicked spirits in heavenly places. Now, let's go to spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, listen to this. Listen to what I'm saying. These are forces that are directed in and upon the Church of Jesus Christ in wiles and strategies, all right? In wiles and strategies, in plannings, in thought processes. Various forms of trickery. Various forms of trickery are fiery darts. Now, listen to this. I'm bringing this out. You got seven common darts to mankind. Seven common fiery darts to mankind. I'm going to bring them out to you right now. Knowledge, power, love, money, status, beauty, and possessions. I'll repeat this, all right? These are the fiery darts, and seven that are common to mankind. Knowledge, power, love, money, status, beauty, and possessions. Fierce attacks. Every conceivable deception about doctrine which they are capable of planning. Now consider this. Now you had the wicked spirits in heavenly places that is involved in the atmosphere, in the very air that we breathe. They go out into outer space, and they are about destroying the physical body. Now here's something else. Then you go to the spiritual wickedness in high places that is directed directly at the Church of Jesus Christ. And what do they deal with? What do they deal with? They deal with the mind. They will deal with the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And they involve everything that the human being will kind of need or would have to use in this daily life. Knowledge, power, love, money, status, beauty, and possessions. Now, these things in themselves, there's nothing wrong with them. But the enemy would come in to pervert all this. You have knowledge, but you won't have the knowledge of God. You have power, but you abuse your power, and you use your power erroneously. You have love, but it's not the right kind of love. It's a perverted love. You have money, but the money is not used for righteousness. Okay? You have status, but you puffed up in pride. You have beauty, and you puffed up in your beauty. You have possessions, but the possessions really have you. So the spiritual wickedness in high places is directly against the church and the minds of the people in the church, and is every conceivable deception about doctrine which they are capable of planning. You see? So they desire to pervert the doctrine of Jesus Christ. They desire to deceive you in reference to the Word of God. These are spiritual wickedness in high places. These are spiritual wickedness that desire to destroy the Church of Jesus Christ. All right? We have 9 minutes left on the show. If there is anyone who desires to call in, our guest call-in number is 646 888-668-8633. And we are in our spiritual warfare, and we are exposing the darkness. Now, here's one, which is unclean spirits. Now, unclean spirits, it is exactly what it sounds like. It's unclean, but it's not unclean in reference to soap and water or washing yourself or cleansing yourself. It is not talking about that type of unclean. For the unclean spirit is, it is a spirit of perversion, spiritual beings that are morally corrupt. It's a morally corrupt devil or demon or unclean spirit. Sexually perverted. I'll say that again. Sexually perverted, lustful, morally degraded in character, and vulgar. And vulgar in thought and in life. Unclean spirit. That's what's running around out there. That's why you have what you have now. That's why people are so loose and perverted. Any type of sexual deviance you can think of is out there. And that is an unclean spirit. Morally corrupt, sexually perverted, lustful, morally degraded in character, and vulgar in thought and in life. Their mind, when an unclean spirit comes over a person, they're vulgar in their thoughts pattern and in the way they live. That's a devil. That's an unclean spirit. Now, what I've just brought out is some of the foul spirits that is loose upon the world, you know. And then we also have, I'm going to go ahead on and bring this out also. We have levels of strong men also. And the levels of strong men are really in connection with the principalities and the powers and the rules of the darkness of this world. So you have strong men also. But let's get into the strong men a little bit. The rules over principalities are wide geographic areas on the earth. Principalities are also ruled by princes that are often called strong men. Did you hear that? Principalities are also ruled by princes that are often called strong men. These are also gods and goddesses of the underworld of idol worship. So you see, these various gods that people used to worship, I'll bring out one, Isis. You have Greek gods like Zeus and Apollo. You have I believe gods like Romulus of Rome and all these different gods, they are strong men on the world of idol worship. You see, they're demons, they're demigods, they're foul and they're principalities, they're strong men, but they're over various land masses. They're rulers over land masses, groups of people, and they desire worship. They desire worship, but they also desire sacrifice, and they are incapable of love, and their main goal is to destroy people, to destroy the image of God. Destroy God's people and just to destroy God's people and to destroy anything and everything that God has created. That's what the enemy desires to do. That's what his legions desire to do. That's what his whole kingdom is about, is trying to destroy the things of God. Trying to destroy his people, trying to destroy human beings, trying to destroy the Church of Christ. That's what their goal is. They are rebels of the worst kind. And anybody that would side with them, they are siding against God and everything that God desires. I would say that. We're exposing the darkness tonight. We're bringing out the wiles of the enemy, and we're sharing them with our brothers and sisters of the Lord tonight. I would hope that someone took some notes, or if you don't take some notes, just go to Ephesians 6 and do a deep study on it. And do a deep study on it. We're going to get into the various power that we have in Jesus Christ. For he tells us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is superior to anything that the enemy has. But we have to enlist the power of Jesus Christ. We have to put on the whole armor of God. We must read and study and learn the word of God. We must sharpen our sword and be able to use it effectively against the enemy. But if we don't know what the enemy is, we don't know who he is, we don't know where he is, we cannot effectively fight the enemy. So at that point, we'll close out our program on tonight in reference to spiritual warfare and in reference to exposing the darkness. All right? I'm going to close out with prayer on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for everyone that is listening on tonight. Father God, we ask that you touch their hearts and their minds. Give them a deeper revelation of your word. Help them to sharpen their sword all the more. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every wicked, unclean, and evil spirit right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus. We come against spirits that would oppress. We come against spirits that would depress. And any spirit that is trying to possess a person, we bind them up and we cast them out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose, loose, loose right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask right now that you continue to bless your people in the name of Jesus. We come against any affliction, any infirmity. We speak healing right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. All you wonderful people of the Most High God, I want you to be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, and come and join us next week for another program and the spiritual warfare session. We welcome you. Be blessed and be blessed. Amen.